Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I always say it, and I mean it, and I want you to be part of the solution here, right? And how do you do that? Right, you listen, you get involved, you do something more than nothing. I mean, seriously. Right? And maybe it's not my show. Maybe it's somebody else's show. I don't know. Somebody else you trust more than me, although I can't imagine. But take a listen, get your information, get informed, and then engage. Engage with the people around you. Engage with people that you're, you know, don't be afraid of losing a friend. You know, I thought about this the other day when I was talking to a friend of mine. Why are you worried about losing a friend who probably was never a friend to begin with? I mean, if they can't put up with you having a difference of opinion when it comes to, you know, politics or religion or anything along those lines. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's where I want you to be. I'm excited. Not for the reasons you think, though. I'm excited because, did you guys know? I just found out. I think, what was that, last week? It was National Spaghetti Day. And nobody told me. Nobody sent me anything. Nobody told me anything. And I missed it. I should know better. So, you know, I mean, again, spaghetti, you guys, I know there's real heavy news out there. We'll get to that. But this is more important, I'm telling you. Right? Now, spaghetti's name, according to the website of a Miami-based restaurant, Metalia Kitchen, it came from Italian word spago. Gee, I wonder where we've heard that before. Spago is one of the restaurants in Burbank, California that Johnny Carson used to love to go to. Right? And it means, I mean, the word spago basically means string in Italian. Mm. You know, you guys, you've forgotten. But my cup, the Joe Messina Show cup, coffee tastes so much better in a Joe Messina Show cup. I'm telling you. Anyway, some historians believe the pasta was invented in Italy. Others believe that Marco Polo brought it with him from China. I don't care. All I know is it's really good. That's all I care about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the only way we make a change. That's the only way we make a difference. Okay? And you want to make a difference. Come on, have some fun with the spaghetti. So what? Get over yourself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, military installations across the country. We're not teaching people our military people how to blow things up and fix things and that kind of stuff anymore. Nope. You know. We got to tell them how bad they are. We got to tell them, you know, what white supremacists they are. We got to tell them, you know, it's okay not to be male, female, or whatever. You can be whatever you want on a minute-by-minute, day-by-day basis. And we have to spend all this money renaming military sites because it hurts the feelings of some of the soldiers. So long, Fort Bragg. Welcome, Fort Liberty. That's right. I mean, the Pentagon, I didn't know this. They have a naming commission. And these names have been put out there, I don't know, by the end of 2023. Look, they're talking about how these names like Fort Bragg and so forth are terrible because they represent names of people that maybe were part of the Confederate War, things like that. And you have to laugh at this, right? Because most of the kids today, most of them, they have no clues of who these people are. Not an inkling. So don't tell me they're offended by these things, unless you're telling them they have to be offended. The Naming Commission came in the wake of police killing of George Floyd. 2020 Congress established a commission. I'd get rid of the commission in a heartbeat. In 2021, the National Defense Authorization Act, President Trump vetoed it due to the presence of the commission and the bipartisan majorities in both the House and Senate overrode Trump's veto. The commission was led by our people voted to rename these places. What is wrong with them? The commission was led by retired Admiral Michelle Howard, the highest-ranking woman in U.S. Navy history. Howard said the goal was to inspire today's soldiers and communities. We want to name the values that underpin the core responsibility of the military to defend the Constitution of the United States. Just amazing. Now, the commission's recommendation, it comes in three parts, right? First, it was U.S. Army bases. 9 bases will face name changes, including Fort Bragg in North Carolina, which was named after Braxton Bragg, a slave-owning Confederate general known for his bad temper. Many stories said that Bragg was one of the worst generals of the Civil War, having lost most of his battles. Fort Bragg was named in 1918 during the Jim Crow era. Now, here's the deal. Are we going to wipe out the name of every person who either owned slaves or family owned slaves? Is that what we're going to do? No, I'm asking because I want to, you know, we'll talk about Harris after the break. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe, seeing your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's the best way to win. It's the best way to make something happen, seriously. All right, back at all right, what, you have problems with me doing a spaghetti today? Right? Give me a break. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Yeah, we're spending all this money, like $1 billion, to rename all the offensive military bases. I mean, offensive somehow. I don't know how yet. Nobody's really told me. Fort Polk, Louisiana, was named for a general who owned more than 100 slaves, to become Fort Johnson, named after Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a member of the Harlem Hellfighters, who received the Medal of Honor in actions. Listen, it's one thing. If they were renaming these places because, look, you know, it's had the name for 150 years and we have new heroes, and you want to, you know, name a building after the original fort name and then rename the fort. Okay, I can deal with that. But all of a sudden, when you come up with this stuff, so he had 100 slaves. If I go through a list of other black folks, Hispanics, whatever, who owned slaves, can we take them out of the history books too? I'm curious. I'm really trying to understand. Corey Shaikh, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, served on the commission's board. He said, I actually think that the Polk, Pick, and Hood can't hold a candle to people that we named these bases for. Right? It felt really important to those of us on the commission to be able to choose people that all Americans can draw inspiration from. So my question to you is, Sergeant William Henry Johnson, who knows who he is? Anybody? Well, it says here that he was a member of the Harlem Hellfighters who received the Medal of Honor. Now, what's sad is, you know, okay, I don't know who he was. I was a bit of a history buff. But our kids don't even know. We're so worried about these things. They don't even know who fought in World War II. They don't know who we fought against. And we're worried about the names, making them feel bad? I guarantee you that anybody, the majority of those said, well, yeah, you know, it kind of offends me that has that name. Ask them why. See if they can really tell you why. I'd be willing to bet a week's pay that they don't. They don't know, the majority of them. They'll say they heard, they think, somebody told them, but they don't know. Fort Gordon, Georgia, will now be called Fort Eisenhower. Right? It was originally named for a member of the Ku Klux Klan and now will represent a World War II general who defeated the Nazis in Europe before becoming 34th U.S. president. Fort Rucker, Alabama, it was named for a slave trader, early Ku Klux Klan leader. It will become Fort Novosel. Commendation of Medal of Honor recipient Chief Warrant Officer Michael J. Novosel Sr. He was a World War II Army pilot. When the Vietnam War broke out, he gave up his rank in order to deploy. He became a tech sergeant. He was awarded the Medal of Honor for action in combat while serving in Vietnam. He not only saved the life of his own son, but his son returned the favor by saving his father's life when he was shot down. Okay. Where's the big claim to fame there? He saved his son saved him. I'm just saying, who's coming up with these names and why? The names, the changes in the names and the items will cost an estimated $62 million. But let's leave our vets sleeping in the streets, right? Let's let them stay in the streets. Let's let them sleep in tents, cold, not getting the medical attention they need, not getting the food they need, not getting the clothes they need. Right? Think about it. Think it through. We're so worried about the names, we don't care about much anything else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be involved. Now, I don't know if you guys heard this. The Pentagon is ditching COVID vaccine mandate for troops. A little late now. You know, it's funny, because when I was looking this up earlier, I came across no less than 8 stories of young people that dropped dead. Not after getting the vaccine, but every one of them was recently boosted. Every one of them had a heart issue. Our heart issues are out of control now. We had, I wish I could find that article. College sports or high school sports? Well, high school sports. They average 30 or 40 cardiac issues a year in young kids. Most of the time it was due to obesity or something along those lines. Now we're up over 1,500 for last year. When you have a marked increase like that, you need to start looking for a common thread. It ain't climate change. I got news for you. Pentagon now has decided to drop a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. And that's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Biden signed a defense policy bill just before Christmas that included provision cleared by the House and the Senate to rebuild the administration's military vaccine mandate. Yeah, all the ones that already got vaccinated. They're having to live with it. They're having to deal with it. National Defense Authorization Act terminated the COVID-19 vaccine. It didn't reinstate those, though, that were discharged and had their benefits cut out for refusing the vaccine. Republicans are going to try to make it so they can be reinstated. It's not fair. It's not fair now if you're allowing the troops that are in. But here's the problem for the current administration and people who back the current administration. The ones that left as opposed to taking the shot believe in freedom, believe in liberty, they believe in the Constitution. What are you going to do? They're going to fight for what they believe is right. My God, that scares the bejesus out of the left. They don't know what to do with that. The legislation gave Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin 30 days to rescind the vaccine mandate. The Defense Department claims that they had already stopped all related personnel actions. They stopped discharging troops who refused the vaccine. You know, I just heard I can't think of which one it was. I think it was Pfizer. $82 billion in profits. Over half came from what? Anybody know? Yeah, the vaccines. Shocked, I tell you. Just shocked. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 16 people reported dead as atmospheric river storms continue to drench populated areas of California. In Monterey County Monday, David Peppel, his wife Jeannie, and their dog had to be airlifted to safety after their Arroyo Seco home was surrounded by water. In a basket at the bottom of a cable, it was David's first ever helicopter ride.
When I watched my wife, she spun around a little bit when she got to the top. But when I got to the top, we really spun to where I closed my eyes the last 10 seconds, probably.
More storms are on the way into the weekend. The search continues for a suspect in a mass stabbing at McDonald's just outside of Washington, D.C. Three people were stabbed inside the fast food restaurant about 6:45 this morning in Silver Spring, Maryland. So far, it's believed the suspects knew the victims who were eating breakfast at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way I like it. When you're part of the solution, we have a chat room up on the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there on the site. All right. Good news is that the Department of Defense is now not requiring, dropping the requirement that the troops get vaccinated. Mandate's gone. But they're not hiring back or allowing back yet the troops that were let go. Which is wrong. Dead wrong. Right? It's just amazing to me. And now what? No? Not gonna happen? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this whole thing with Joey B, right? Every lefty's running to his defense. Every lefty is, it's not the same as Donald Trump. Well, let's not compare it to Trump. Let's just compare it to the law. How about that? Let's forget what Donald Trump did for the moment, because you know, this is exactly what we heard with President Obama, right? It's kind of like he did no wrong. And then when you try to explain, well, wait a minute, you guys got all teed off when President Bush did this, and now it's okay. Oh, no, no, we don't do what-ifs. You can't compare the two. Two different, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, so same thing there. Same thing between Obama and Trump. Same thing between Trump and Biden. If the law says that these papers, classified, marked as classified, and there's a little discrepancy where Joe said he didn't even know he had them, so how could he declassify them? And his attorney said, yeah, he did, he believes he had declassified them. How do you declassify something you don't even know you had? Right? And so then he starts skirting down and go, well, he only had 10. He only had 10. Not a big deal. What was it? Was it Petraeus? Who's the one that got nailed for having one he took out of the office? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So Keith Olbermann lost his mind over it. Ranted against Trump. He's like, okay, so now what? Do we go back to Hillary Clinton's emails? Well, why not? Why not? She, what she did was so illegal. Extremely illegal. And you're okay with that. Because it's one of yours. Can we just be honest about it? That's really what it boils down to. It's one of yours. You don't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I didn't know about this story. There's a report of this threatening legal action against Adam Schiff after he saw the bombshells from Twitter. He said he might sue. I love to shoo Adam Schiff away. Schiff is actually thinking about running for Senate in California. He'd fit right in, wouldn't he? The internal documents at Twitter revealed that the Democrat tried to get him banned from the platform. Now, this is a major league note. This is something that always made me nuts. I knew people in positions of authority who worked for Congress people who tried to get others fired. And it was wrong. It was dead wrong. So Schiff had lobbied Twitter to suspend journalist Paul Sperry from the social media site. Sperry was the senior reporter for RealClearInvestigations.com and the New York Post columnist. He was targeted by Schiff because of his reporting on the Democrats, on Democrat sources in President Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. So what Schiff didn't like was the fact that this guy was getting information leaked from his own party. Right? So Schiff didn't like the fact that I outed his anonymous whistleblower as a partisan Democrat. He's a holdover from the Obama White House who worked for the Trump White House. That's where Trump went wrong. Get rid of them all. You walk in the door, they can spell the name Biden, they're gone. That's what he should have done with Obama. See you later. And then this reporter also exposed the whistleblower's prior relationship with a key member of Schiff's impeachment staff. So I was kind of a thorn in Schiff's side, he said. But it's outrageous, these guys. You use their power, use their influence, use who they are, to actually get people to lose their jobs. Think about this. If he didn't have access to Twitter, because the way things are, then he would have no way to get his information out, would he? Now, Sperry said that Twitter never really gave him a real reason for his suspension, even though he argued he hadn't broken any of the company's rules. He said the Schiff's interference affected his ability to do his job. Yeah. I think he should take legal action. Schiff knew exactly what he was doing. Now, the reporter also reacted to the news that Vice President Joe Biden stored classified documents at Penn Biden Center. He said, and this is this reporter who said, hey, look, there's a double standard. And they won't allow you to compare Biden to Trump. They're going to squelch that every chance they get. Isn't it funny how fast they ran to Biden's defense and aid? Nothing to see here. Have a nice day. See you later. Sad people. Just sad people. Well, apparently, the cat's out of the bag. Emory Law Professor Darren Hutchinson claimed Monday that the late conservative Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia, who is known to be an originalist, which is what they all should be, really, right, in his interpretation of the Constitution, was basically a member of a white supremacist group. Yes, the Ku Klux Klan. Scalia served the Supreme Court from 86 until 16. He famously maintained a close relationship with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, they got along great, apparently. Professor Hutchinson joined Emory as a social justice fellow. Did you hear me? I want to make sure you got that. Professor Hutchinson joined Emory as a social justice fellow in April of 2021. He was supposed to focus on critical race theory. which has been debunked a half a dozen million times now, even by professors and scholars, black professors and scholars. He tweeted out that Scalia was basically a Klansman. My God, you know, it's just amazing. It really is just amazing how sick these people are. He felt that Scalia should have been impeached, be impeached over his, I guess, his comments on one of his decisions. Right? I mean, I don't want to read it to you. I don't want to go through this whole thing again. It's a pretty long reasoning. But it's kind of like, it's amazing that liberal attorneys, this is a black guy too, black professor, liberal attorneys, liberal professors, always see conservatives as Klansmen, white supremacists, and that kind of thing. That's all there is. Right? And the sad part about this is that when you approach law, when they're teaching law in their classes, they are teaching it, you know, from a standpoint through an anti-white lens, if you would. It's just unreal. You know, if you ever have a chance, go up to YouTube and look at the conversations, the forums with Scalia and the other justices. A lot of times they did forums together. There'd be two of them. Right? And they'd be discussing some of the issues. They're pretty good. You get a real feel for where they're at, what they were thinking. I'll tell you what. I will hit this on the other side of the break. Joe Mastin, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Don't be seeing your host. You are listening to Don't Be Seeing the Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do want you to be part of the solution. All right. Talking about a black professor and law teacher who says that Scalia was part of the KKK. Doesn't have any proof. So you know how it goes. They don't really need it. The left never needs proof when they make a comment. And they base it all on what they believe somebody is doing. On somebody's actions. And the funny thing about it is, okay, no, not to the same level of, but Italians were victims of, when you see what happened in the old days, in New York, in Boston, and other places, they were treated like scum. Were they slaves? No. But they were treated like scum. Now, the case regarding a black man named Warren McCleskey, who was convicted of killing a white police officer during a robbery in Georgia, McCleskey argued that the death penalty sentence violated his 8th and 14th Amendment rights since there was evidence, one study, of a racist application of Georgia criminal cases. The petition, now, here's the thing. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does for moral reasons. But from a legal standpoint, it doesn't matter. If you want to say more black men, more white men, more Asian people get put to death for murder than others. If the crime calls for murder, if the crime calls for capital punishment, if the crime calls to 30 years in prison or 10 years as a max, then you're working within the law. If you can prove and show that blacks are more inclined or they get a death penalty more often, then you have to go look at the judges that are handing out these sentences. Let's check with them. Let's see where they're at. Get rid of the judges so real justice can be applied. Anyway, McCleskey argued that at the highest court that because there was a racial discrimination in the administration of the death penalty sentences in Georgia, his sentence should be overturned. Well, the law is the law. It's the law, right? You know what we said? The court assumed the validity of the study in 2,000 cases was shown that when black people in Georgia murdered white people, they were statistically more likely to receive a death sentence. But the court decided that the petitioner needed to prove there was discriminatory intent in the sentencing of his particular case, which is what I just said. Right? The law is the law is the law. Void of color. Void of your socioeconomic stature. Void of any of that. Does it always happen that way? No. We have human jerks that are racist, that are hateful. Petitioner offered no evidence specific to his own case that would support or infer that racial considerations played a part in his sentencing. And the Balda study is insufficient to support an inference that any of the decision makers in the case acted with discriminatory purpose. The law professor took issue with Scalia's opinion that even if the study proved discrimination, he would not vote to reverse the sentence. That made him a KKK, you know, member. Just amazing. How they warped little minds. They're just torn little minds work this stuff out and put it together. It's actually quite scary, frankly. Anyway, and to go along with it, I was just telling somebody this today. They didn't believe me. I hope she's listening. It never stops. It just never stops. Boston University professor says that property is racist. He went on to say that all the Black Lives Matter riots after George Floyd's death, those people should be excused. They shouldn't be charged. An assistant professor at Boston University said the property is racist and said the riots that followed the death of George Floyd should be excused, forgiven. If we're going to talk about George Floyd, really understand that we need to understand community reactions. Well, the funny thing about this, and I've had this conversation with a lot of my black friends. Right? Why do you excuse this kind of action? And in reality, what, almost 90% of the damage done is done in the black community. So if you're telling me that the blacks care about the blacks, the African Americans care about the African Americans, then why do they go down to the black community and start tearing the place up? Why does that happen? Sadie Grundy, who works at the BU's Department of Sociology and Program in African American Studies, said that according to the professor's LinkedIn, she also worked with Ibram Kendi's Center for Anti-Racist Research. She goes on to say that we often hear politicians and civic leaders from inside the black communities from outside. We heard President Biden say, well, I understand your frustration, but don't destroy property. She said, well, when you say that to a black people, who historically have been a property, one of our greatest weapons, was looting ourselves as property from the system of slavery. I don't understand any of that. A professor wrote this. Right? Basically what she's trying to say here is when you tell black people who have been historically property that we shouldn't be looting property from the system of slavery, And we see it as reacting to a very racist call on what property actually is. Now, she probably made that statement in front of like 400 people. They were afraid to say, what? What does that mean? No. Nobody sees black folks as property anymore. And I don't believe the majority of people saw black folks as property even when it was brought up. Just ridiculous. Back in the, what was it, the Summer of Love, Summer 2022 riots, or 2020 riots, that caused hundreds of millions of dollars of property damage, right? And we're even hearing numbers as high as $2 billion. So stop with all of this, what we're paying you back. How are you paying us back? Are you paying it back by destroying stuff so they have to spend more money fixing it? You've lost supermarkets. You've lost drug stores. You've lost mom-and-pop stores in your neighborhoods because you decide to go burn them out, smash windows, steal stuff from them. Is that really the way to deal with it? And again, do your own color. Do your own people. It's your own neighborhood. So don't buy for a second. You're looking for justice or reparations. I buy that you want something for nothing. I buy that you're taking advantage of a bad opportunity and actually making it worse. That's what I buy. And frankly, they know it's true. They know exactly what they're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, the United Kingdom teacher. He wants to re-educate teenage students brainwashed by some controversial influencers. You know, and it's not a teacher, by the way. It's teachers. It's a large group of teachers. The British newspaper reported that Tate, who is jailed in Romania on rape and sex trafficking charges, has had a toxic effect on young boys who embrace his thoughts, and teachers being forced to address these views. How can you even somewhat embrace these thoughts? Students are thinking, the report said a cell phone in the school rounded up a group of about 30 14-year-olds to discuss Tate's ideas. Questions like, do we think Tate is still harmless? What happens when we take his messages? These were questions that were asked to the kids. After the conversation turned into a debate about rape and if women were at fault for being sexually assaulted, which is a view held by Tate and half the students in the room, this male teacher asked the students, hey, how would you feel if one of your family members was a rape victim? How would you feel if your sister was a rape victim? Or your mom, for that matter. When you start to go down that road, boy, the minds changed. The tones changed. But a few kids still held it. You know, I've always told, Tim and I have had this conversation a million times, you know, hormones rage when the kids are young. Neither side has to provoke the other. But for all intents and purposes, you know, if a girl is, you've gone to a party with her, she's drunk, she passes out, she's half naked to begin with, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that that's her body. She decides whether she wants to have you or not. She decides whether she wants to be with you or not. And if she's passed out or overly drunk, she can't make that decision. So no matter what's going on around you, no matter how they're dressed or how matter of fact, if they're scantily clad and you know they've been drinking and they're egging you on, don't. It's not right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dinkins joins me when we return.